We're in Siman Tov Reish Lamed, the halachas of the Dfanis, the walls of a sukkah. We are up to Siftes, and we're going to be completing the entire Siman all the way down to Sif Yud Gimel. So let's start with Siftes. The halacha is that the walls of a sukkah have to be 10 tfachim high. There's also a halacha of lavud, and that is that if the something is within 3 tfachim of the ground, we consider it connected to the ground. Therefore, if you have walls of the sukkah that are standing within 3 tfachim of the ground, but they're not touching it, say you have two little things at the sides that are supporting it, but other than that, the entire area is open. So you have the wall of a sukkah that begins almost 3 tfachim off the ground, and your walls are a little more than 7 tfachim. We say it's as if you've got a wall of 10 tfachim, and that is good enough for a sukkah. Not only that, but now that you have 10 tfachim, you can also have the schach as high up as you want. Because once you have 10 tfachim, we say good asik mechitzta. We say that the mechitza goes all the way up. So if you have less than 3 tfachim of airspace from the ground, then 7 tfachim, you now have 10 tfachim, your wall goes all the way up to the schach, this is a kosher sukkah. What if you have a 10 tfachim wall, but it is more than 3 tfachim off the ground? So why not say, good achis mechitzta, that the wall goes down. Once I have a wall, then the same way it can go up, let it go down, and let it go all the way to the ground. So this is what is known in the Gemara as mechitza tluya, a hanging wall. And the halacha is that a wall that has more than space of 3 tfachim is not considered a mechitza, because it says that the goats can easily get in there. A wall that the goats can easily get through is not a wall. So even though once you've got a 10 tfachim wall, it really can extend in either direction, that would not be machshir a mechitza tluya. Therefore, if you want to make a sukkah, and all you've got is a piece of a little bit more than 7, what you do is you support that within 3 tfachim of the ground, so that altogether you'll have 10 tfachim, and then it's considered as if it goes all the way up to the schach. Now we have a second case. What happens if you have a sukkah that is exactly 10 tfachim high? Meaning the schach is 10 tfachim off the ground. You have very little wood. All you've got is a little bit more than 4 tfachim of wood. So you know what you do? You go and suspend those 4 tfachim within 3 tfachim of the ground and within 3 tfachim of the schach. We say, love it to the bottom, love it to the top, and you've got yourself a complete wall. So that if you have less than 3 tfachim of airspace, more than 4 tfachim of wall, so you already have more than 7, and less than 3 tfachim of airspace, and then the schach, we say, love it on top, love it on the bottom, and you've got yourself a kosher mechitza. So we have two ways of doing it. When you're short of wood, either you just put the wood within 3 tfachim of the ground and then make sure that you have over 7 so that you'll have a full 10 tfachim, and then it's as if the walls go all the way up to the schach, or put the schach down low so you only have 10 tfachim. In this way, if you have a little over 4, you put it within 3 of the bottom, within 3 of the top, and altogether you have a mechitza of 10. Okay, that was Siftes. Sif Yud is already talking about a case where you don't have any wood. What you're doing is you want to build your sukkah in a garden and use the trees as your walls. Right? Here you have no wood, you're not going to use it together with airspace to create walls. You want to use the trees. So there are two things you've got to do. First of all, you've got to make sure that the trees are solid and don't blow in the wind. The halacha is that a mechitza that shakes in the wind, even if it doesn't get toppled over, but if it shakes in the wind, it is not considered a mechitza. That's the first thing. Second of all, you've got to make sure that as you get closer to the ground, you don't have a pirtza of 3 tfachim high. If you have a pirtza of 3 tfachim high, then we say that that has gone past the shir lavud, and as a result of it, it is open, and it takes away from your wall. Unless you're going to have an omen merub al haparetz, you know, with all the rules that we had before. So what you're going to have to do is stuff all of those open areas with rags or whatever. How much do you really have to stuff? So that takes us back to the halachas where you need omid merub al haparetz. And then, once you have omid merub al haparetz, and we sit in the corner in one right angle, you have to have at least 4 tfachim without any pirtza four on one side, four on the other, where they hit one another at a right angle. So here too, you would have to make sure that you have your right angle that's complete and that you have omid merubal aparetz, and that you don't have too much space between the trees. But other than that, this would be a kosher mechitza. This would be kosher for the walls of a sukkah. So then, the machaber goes on and says, what if you're making a mechitza using cloth? You're using cloth, he says, yurio shel pishton. You're using linen for the walls of your sukkah. The wind is going to make them blow. I mean, in the wind, they're going to shake. They're not going to sit in one place. Because they're not going to sit in one place, these are not kosher mechitzas. Therefore, you should try to tie them down tight, but nevertheless, you can never be sure. Maybe the wind will make it shake. So you should weave into it, he says, you should weave into it, konim, something, a little pipe, a little reed, put a reed in it, always within three tfachim, so that what you have is a lovud going from one kana to the next, to the next, to the next. So even if we would totally discount the linen, you now have yourself kanim, you now have yourself reeds that are within three tfachim of one another, and that gives you a wall, that gives you mechitzis. Now here the Mishnah Berurah brings up the question, what do we do with the Magen Avraham, who taught us that you cannot rely on lovud unless you have four walls of your sukkah? So say you do this on three walls. You only put the reeds into three walls. Will that be kosher or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Here, really you've got walls. Our only problem is that you're afraid it may shake in the wind. Meaning it's really tied down. You're just afraid that it may shake in the wind. For a chashash that it may shake in the wind, you do not have to be mindful of the Magen Avraham's shita that if you don't have four walls, you can't rely on lavud. So this is one place where the Mishnah Berurah tells you that you don't have to worry about the Magen Avraham. That is, if you really have kosher walls, let's say you have three kosher walls, it's just that we're afraid they're going to start moving in the wind, there you can rely on the Magen Avraham and do your lavuds. So a common thing that people do is the other way around. Instead of weaving reeds into it, they'll put strings across if they have a canvas sukkah and they're afraid that it may shake in the wind. So they'll put strings across within three tefachim, going all the way up to 10, on three of the sides, and they're going to rely on the fact that the canvas is pretty tight in the first place, and it probably won't move in the wind. And even if it does, you can always fall back on the strings, even though the fourth side is totally open. So if you really have a cloth or canvas sukkah, and you're tying it down quite well, the halacha will be that you should still do this for lavud because you're afraid that it may move in the wind, but you don't have to worry about the Magen Avraham, which means having it on three sides will be enough, and you can leave the fourth side completely open as a door. And then that would be kosher. Now, what happens if you built this in a chotzer? You have an enclosed area. It has walls on all sides. Say you're doing this in a backyard of a building or two buildings that are adjacent, and it is surrounded on all sides by walls that are quite high. You know, a four-story building here, a four-story building there, the backs of the four buildings meet, and inside you have a protected area that, of course, has no roof. You went and put a canvas sukkah there that theoretically could blow in the wind, but there's no wind in there because it's an enclosed area. The Mishnah Berurah nevertheless paskins that it wouldn't be good. According to the Mishnah Berurah, unless it could withstand the Ruach Metsuya, the standard wind that you would have out in the street, the fact that it is now artificially protected by buildings will not turn it into a mechitza. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the definition of a mechitza is something that can stand in a Ruach Metsuya, even though it's not, there is no Ruach Metsuya over here, but it would have to stand up in a Ruach Metsuya without moving. If it does move, then that would not constitute a mechitza. Which brings us to Sif Yud Aleph. Osin mechitza mibalei chayim. All right, you're really stuck. You don't have wood, you don't have trees, but you got a horse, you got a cow. You want to use your animal as a wall of a sukkah. The halach is, as long as it's tied down so it can't run away, it's okay. And it's got to be that even if your animal sits down, it will be 10 tfachim high, because although it can't run away, it can sit down. Either that, or you prop it in a way that even if it sits down, it's going to be 10 tefachim high and filled in otherwise. Similarly, if you're talking about an animal where underneath it, say between its legs, you're going to have lots of airspace, you have to fill that with something also. Otherwise, you're dealing with a wall that has pirtzis. There are more than three tefachim. So, la halacha, you are allowed to use something living if you can find some way to tie it down secure it there, and make sure that you will have a 10 tefachim wall at all times. Okay, now we go further. Yud Beis, Yochol Lasos Mechavero Dofen L'Sukkah. You don't even have an animal. What do you want to do? You're missing a wall. Say you don't have your three walls for a sukkah. So you want a friend to stand there and serve as a wall. Now the halacha is a mechitza made of a human being is a kosher mechitza. But you're not allowed to have a human being create a mechitza on Shabbos. To create a wall that in halacha is now considered a wall, and a wall that you needed, what's called a mechitza hamateris, you're not allowed to make that on Shabbos. So what do? How do you get your friend to make a mechitza on Shabbos without being over on this? The answer, you don't tell him. You can call a human being, let's talk. And he's standing there, and the schach over the head, and if he may have noticed that he is the third wall of your sukkah, and then you're sitting and eating the sukkah, and when you're done eating, you say, it was great having you. So the halach is that that's kosher. The halach is that that will be fine, as long as the person doesn't realize he is creating a wall by standing there. Whereas, let's say you just want him there, you already have three kosher walls, but it's windy, you don't feel you have privacy when you eat, you'd like him to stand there and block the fourth side so you have privacy. There the halacha is, since it is not a mechitza hamateris, it is not a mechitza that halacha required, it's just a matter of practicality, it's just a matter of giving you the tznius. There, the halach is, you can tell him, and he's allowed to stand there, knowing that he is blocking the view. That is fine, as long as he does not have to be a mechitza in halacha. So you can create a mechitza from a human being if he doesn't realize he's doing it. If he does know that he's doing it, you can only use him for a fourth wall, which is not necessary in halacha, but not for a third one. Finally, Yud Gimel, the last sif here. Hasomech sukoso al kari amita. The case here was that a person is building a sukkah on top of a bed. He's got a bed that has four bedposts that not only support the bed, but then they protrude further from the bed. They go up. I guess it was made to support some kind of canopy. Well, in place of the canopy, he wants to place the schach. The halacha is that a sukkah must be 10 tefachim high, we said. If it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not kosher. Now, he's going to close it off with mechitzas one way or another. The halachi is that since these are the bedposts, it must be 10 tefachim high from the bed. I mean, if the bed itself is supporting the sukkah, the bed is considered the ground. Whereas, what if you build yourself a regular size sukkah, a nice big sukkah, but you moved into the sukkah, this big high bed? The top of the bed does not leave you 10 tefachim to the schach. So that, practically speaking, the only usable part of this sukkah is going to be above the bed, and that will be within 10 tefachim. Would we say that that passels the sukkah? No, it doesn't. The only time the sukkah is passel is if the bedposts themselves are supporting the schach. There you count your 10 tefachim from the bed. Whereas, if you're supporting it from the outside, if you have another frame on the outside and that's where you're supporting it, or you have walls, but most of your sukkah is taken up by a bed in a way that you don't have 10 tefachim from the top of it to the schach, that doesn't count. That would be a kosher sukkah. Halacha would be that would be a kosher sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah brings up the point that if you're using the bedpost to support your schach, then your schach is being supported by something that is not kosher for schach. The bedposts are part of a bed which is makabel tumah, tumas medras, tumas mishkaf. So how can you support your schach from it? So the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chatchil, you should not be doing that. You're being maimed the schach with a davra makabel tumah, with something that is possible for schach. B'di'eved, you can rely on those who say that there's no din of maimed, that so long as the schach itself is not made of the bedposts, then the sukkah would be kosher. So l'chatchil, you don't do this. B'di'eved, the sukkah would be a sukkah kshera. With this, we have concluded Simen Tov Reish Lamed.